Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Audio cut of the day coming up here before the end of the hour. Let me see what Fred has set up for tomorrow. I know we have the Reardon Roundtable set. Greg Keller and Ed Rohde will be here on Friday. We had a great visit earlier this afternoon. You can use the Odyssey Rewind function. Go back to the 3 o'clock hour. David Barklage, GOP political strategist, who was on with us a couple of times last night, broke down a lot of what happened with the ballot issues and the state legislature and the races. And then Josh Krausauer was on, a 97.1 Talk FM Talk political insider, the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. Josh is awesome. I've known him for a long time. And he broke down the El Sayed race really, really well. We talked about Corey losing to Wesley as well. That was all in the 3 o'clock hour. We had the couple interesting races. Steve Ellman was on earlier. He was the winner in the St. Charles County executive race. I think most of us, the so-called experts, expected that to be a little closer, and it wasn't. Bill Eigel probably has ended his political career. On the Democrat side, it was Jake Zimmerman, who won big over Brian Williams. A lot of people, and I said this earlier, people 3 months ago were saying, Brian Williams will be the next county executive. It was so definitive. And then he ran a terrible campaign, and somehow Jake Zimmerman pulled out a victory. Dennis Hancock will be the Republican candidate for St. Louis County Council in November. He used to be my councilman in the Fenton area. He was also the mayor of Fenton way back when. Dennis is with us this afternoon. How are you this afternoon? You didn't really have much to worry about last night, so that had to be a good feeling.
It was pretty much of a nail biter, Mark. You know, my wife and I voted a week ago, and I felt pretty good about my chances after that.
This is always a question that I'm not sure I get honest answers from politicians, but I'll try it anyway. I mean, in your mind, did it matter who you square off with, Jake or Brian Williams? Because what some folks will say is, look, that, you know, facing Jake Zimmerman might be better than a young, real good looking African American in St. Louis County, which is leaning a little more to the left. So did it matter who you face?
It really didn't, Mark.
I've been a mayor for 12 years. I've been on the county council now for four. I've got a record of achievement that I'm pretty proud of, and I think that my record would compare favorably to either of them.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all, but here's my whole thing with this. And you know I like you. I've known you for a long time. I think you'd be a great county executive. But I've also been very close to this process over the last 15 years. I was in the war room with Bill Corrigan when he almost won as a Republican. I was in the war room with Rick Stream when he almost won. And these were close races. It looked like a Republican could pop through in St. Louis County, but it hasn't been the pattern. So how do you think a Republican like you can win in St. Louis County, where the math kind of tells you differently when it comes to the makeup of Democrats versus Republicans?
No, and you're absolutely right. If you look at a generic Republican versus generic Democrat, the generic Republican loses every time because there just aren't enough of us. So what we have to do is appeal to the Democrats. And 2 years ago, when I started thinking about this, I mapped out a strategy that I thought was a winning strategy. First part was coalesce all the Republicans behind whoever the Republican candidate is. You know, avoid a primary at all cost. And we did that.
Yep. That's big. That's important. And by the way, for listeners, that is not to be underestimated, because you can really spend a lot of time, resources, money where you can save that for the general. And that's the position you're in.
Right. And then, the next step was to have at least two and hopefully three Democrats in a primary where they would just beat the snot out of each other. And they did
that. Right.
And so now there are 51% of the Democrats in St. Louis County who did not vote for Jake Zimmerman yesterday. And I've already started reaching out to the ones that I know and have heard back from several that they're going to support me in the general. And so if we can continue to build on that, it's not going to take a huge number. Sam Page won with 52% about 4 years ago.
So what are you going to make this race about? What do you want this race to be about?
I want this race to be about competence. I want it to be about people feeling safe in their homes and public safety. And I want it to just be about getting back to the business of government, fixing potholes, plowing the streets in the wintertime, picking up trash, those sorts of things that we seem to have lost sight of over the last couple of administrations.
You know, I think what I know about you, and this is one of the things that I felt maybe with Brian Williams, Dennis, just being honest, I thought Brian was someone who really did want to focus on the issues in the county and didn't want to do this whole nonsense like Sam Page does, where he likes to draw attention to himself. And Lisa Clancy does this on the council with the national issues. I think people in St. Louis County, they want, you know, the county executive to run government efficiently. So like you said, they can have the basic services. And I'm not, you know, sensing that anyone really wants that position to be someone who's taking a stand on Israel or any of these other issues. And you know that, and I think that's how you would run the job. So with Jake, that's where I see a window, because he, smart guy, right? He's been in elected office for a long time, but seems to be more leaning into the progressives and making those issues part of his campaign when they may not even apply to St. Louis County. Now, I bring that up because we have another amendment that people are going to vote on. That's Amendment 3, and it's another abortion issue. That is going to drive a lot of turnout for the Democrats. Doesn't that work to your disadvantage?
Well, it could. But it also is going to bring out a lot of
That's right.
And so I think that the people of St. Louis County are smart enough to separate that issue from their local elected officials. And if they can do that and we can convince them to do that, then I think I think we have a real chance of doing this. You know, the thing that most politicians forget is you don't need 100% of the vote. You only need 50% plus one.
Well, and you're facing the guy who is responsible for assessing people on their property taxes, right? And their personal property tax. There's got to be a window there, because if there's anything that angers people, I mean, obviously we learned a pretty hard lesson last night on income taxes, but most of the responses that I see on Amendment 5, people say, wait, let's look at our property taxes. That's where things have gotten out of control.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Jake is the guy that everybody gets a letter from every 2 years telling you how much more valuable your home is and how much more valuable your property is. And, you know, I'm the guy that put the senior tax freeze in place to help our seniors stay in their homes. That's 80,000 homes that are now probably have a good thought about me.
What would you say, Dennis, you know, about the fiscal situation of St. Louis County, because there's some challenges, right? And, you know, I don't know what the answers are. Sam Page has some proposals, and certainly the lefty members of the council. But what would you say about the future of the fiscal situation and how you would address that?
You know, Mark, if you remember back in 2009 when Chrysler shut down, that represented about 15% of the revenue for the city of Fenton. We came through that without raising taxes. We looked at everything we were spending money on. And I mean, these were weeks of meetings going through every line in the budget. And what were we spending money on? And what did we have to spend money on? And what was nice to have? And we were able to separate the nice to haves from the have to haves. And by doing that, we solved our problem without raising taxes and without implementing any new taxes. So it can be done. And I think that that's one of the things that probably has been frustrating for me on the council is we haven't gone far enough with that. You know, we've nibbled around the edges at it, but we haven't really taken a deep dive into it. And I think now is the time to take that deep dive.
Dennis, can you explain, you know, I'll be honest, maybe I should have done more on this, but there was something that was on the ballot for St. Louis County called Prop U, right, which would have allowed mm-hmm. the county and, you know, municipalities to get proceeds from online purchases and out-of-state purchases, and the estimate was $70 million annually. That failed yesterday, didn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Did.
So what was your position on that? And now the story today is, from Sam Page, is that we got to look at a property tax increase. That's what he is saying today in the aftermath of Prop U going downtown or down rather. So what would you say to that?
Well, my position on Prop U on Proposition U was I'm the only person on the council that voted against putting it on the ballot just because of the reasons I just said. You know, I don't think we've gone far enough into looking at what are we spending money on mm-hmm. and what should we be spending money on. You know, over the last several years, we've gotten first there were the CARES Act money, and then there's the ARPA funds. And, you know, where did that money all go? And I think a lot of it probably went to new programs that, you know, you took one-time money and created new programs, and now we're paying those bills every year, even though we don't have those extra funds to pay for them. So that's, I think, you know, things that like that we need to really be taking a deep dive on.
Here's what Sam Page says today, or a spokesperson says, a $111 increase on the average homeowner would generate $46 million and would put the county in a position to avoid most of the worst possible budget cut outcomes. So they're going to go for property tax increase.
Yeah, and that's where I think we as council have to take a stand and say, no, we're not going to go down that road. Let's get our fiscal house in order, and then we can, you know, let's do everything we can, and then let's try to convince the voters that we are, you know, we've done everything we can. So I think that's a big part of why Prop U failed, is because I think people looked at it and go, well, what are you doing to rein in costs? And they didn't really see much, and there hasn't been any, there wasn't any organized campaign, which I thought was interesting. One of the things that Dr. Page talked about today was having an organized campaign paid for by the county. And I guess nobody reminded him that that's why he's under indictment.
Here's another bit of confusion. This gets confusing between the city and the county. But have we just kind of pissed away the Rams money, or what's the status of all that with the county?
No, we still have about $130 million of the Rams settlement in an account. We've spent $40 million on subdivision streets in the county, and we've you know, plugged some gaps here and there with the rest of it. We spent you know, $500,000 on ballot issue last year for Proposition B, mm-hmm. and to get that on the ballot, and then but you know, we still have it, and you know, in my view is, why do we need to spend it? Why don't we just hold on to it? You save it for a rainy day fund, and if we find ourselves in a real situation where, you know, a tornado comes through and rips out half of the county, maybe we can use it for that.
Well, especially in this stock market, be a good idea to keep it, you know, safe for a little while. Dennis, good luck. I know it's going to be an interesting campaign. Congratulations on your victory last night, I must say. And yep. We'll see where this takes us here in the next few months. I appreciate coming on this afternoon.
Hey, thanks. Anytime, Mark.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.